right, we're back with Fan Cave Radio. I got Keith McPherson, the Yankee dweller, and Michael Bowling, the Cubs dweller, with me. And our special guest this week is Mark Melusis, a.k.a. The Moose from WFAN 660. Mark, pleasure to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. What's going on?
This is really a pleasure for us. I've listened to WFAN ever since I was a little boy. I've even applied there. Didn't get a job, but still, just cool to have you right here next to me.
No, I appreciate it, Daniel. Pleasure to meet you, man.
Oh, great. So I just kind of want to know, what's it like working at the biggest station in New York in the greatest city in the world, especially being a producer for Mike and the Mad Dog at one point?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really a wonderful experience. You know, I got into it wanting to be on the air. I had the great experience of learning from the two guys that really started the medium and sports radio, and really the best talk radio, sports talk radio show, I think, that this country has ever known. So got to learn underneath them, and now having and being afforded the opportunity to do my own shows and, you know, filling in for Mike, filling in for Boomer and Carton and for Joe and Evan and doing my own thing on the overnights, it's been an absolute blast.
We followed your story from being an intern coming up in WFAN, like Dan said, a position that he sought after and didn't quite get. What advice would you give to young kids coming up that want to break into radio, more specifically sports radio?
Well, I would say, you know, every opportunity, I mean, like you guys have a tremendous opportunity here. You never, you know, it opens up doors, opens up avenues. You're able to network. And really, you know, I tell everybody, you know, you work hard, the breaks will come your way. You're easy to work with. People do remember that. And if you're, you know, dedicated to your craft, things will open up for you. It might take a little bit of time. It might come quicker or easier for others, but that happens in all aspects of life. So just like in sports talk, radio, TV, whatever you want to do, you have to just remember keep your eye on the prize, keep your eye on the goal, and continue to work hard and strive for it.
Did you ever get frustrated? Because me as a board op, I mean, I was 22. I was a go-getter. I wanted to be a producer right away. I wanted to be on air, but you really have to pay your dues when it comes to radio.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, I work 7 days a week for 2.5 years. I'm working pretty much 7 days a week now and have been for like the last 5-6 months. So, you know, it's not easy. I have a 17-month-old at home. It's not easy on my wife and everything like that. And it takes, you know, time and dedication. I've worked every single holiday, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas, whatever it might be, all the major ones. So, I mean, yeah, of course it gets frustrating. Of course you want the here and now. That's really what our society is. You know, you want it the minute you step out of school, you want that on-air opportunity, but you have to understand that it doesn't work that way. You have to really work hard. And I started from really the ground zero intern, and then I was a part-time producer, and then I started doing updates on the air, and then I was with Mike and Chris for 6 years, and I produced and did Final Fours and the Super Bowl and all different things like that, and enabled me to meet so many people within the industry.
So the path that you went, you stayed with WFAN for so long, would you recommend to someone who's trying to break into radio to stay with one company, possibly move if the opportunity presents itself?
Well, you know what, Danny? I was lucky enough that they afforded me the opportunity to be on the air, which is really what my goal was coming out of Syracuse. Mm-hmm. So, but if you're in a spot where you're not, you know, you're just producing or you're board opping and, you know, which is great if that's really what your end game is. But if your goal is to be on the air, then you have to go someplace. And if the current job you're at is not affording you that opportunity, you got to go someplace that affords you that opportunity.
All right. Well, just to switch gears, the Yankees made a splash and signed Headley, and, you know, he made an immediate impact. So with the trade deadline coming up, what do you think that the Yankees or Mets might be, you know, in terms of making a move before the deadline?
Yeah, I think the Yanks are looking for starting pitching. You know, 80% of the rotation is hurt. You don't know if you're getting Tanaka back. So, you know, there was a report the other day that they, you know, gave a call and reached out about potentially John Danks. I think they're looking for guys. You know, people have talked about Cliff Lee taking his salary on from the Philadelphia Phillies.
That'd be big.
Yeah, that would be big. You know, but he didn't look good on his first start back coming off the disabled list, was giving up hits left and right, which you guys saw. And you guys are here watching every single baseball game.
Yeah.
So you've seen everything. So I think for the Yankees, it's starting pitching. And I think for the Mets, I don't think the Mets are going to add anything. I think the big question with the Mets right now is, what do they do with Bartolo Colon? And if they're going to pair him off come July 31st, which I think in all likelihood they will.
I hope we could sell high on Colon. I mean, just almost pitched a perfect game. So now is really the time. I know the Giants are interested. But Keith, would you want a Cliff Lee type guy? Maybe a David Price?
A few years back, there was talk about getting Cliff Lee. I mean, after the way he pitched in that first outing back, I'm not looking at him, but, I mean, it was one game. We do need to improve. If that move was made, I'd be all for it. But
I think Solarte for literally Chase Headley. Yeah.
For nothing.
Yeah.
Solarte was a fan favorite and definitely a guy that I liked in the first half, but I think Headley will be an everyday third baseman for the Yankees.
I guess the Yankees were scouting Ian Kennedy last night. He pitched. I mean, he grinded yesterday against the Cubs, but it's like, what are you grinding against?
Yeah. He has good outings once in a while.
We know that better than anybody, we have our struggles,
but...
Hey, it was almost a perfect lineup yesterday for you.
I thought so, but, I mean...
Mike calls it the Cubs' perfect lineup. He was missing, what, Ruggiano?
Justin Ruggiano on right. That was it. Sheerholtz has a hole in his bat, but, I mean, that's all.
Probably the best part of the fan cave is that it's turned us into, like, fans of the teams of the other dwellers. I didn't know anything really about the Cubs too much before coming in here. Just minus fantasy baseball stuff, and now...
Well, I give you guys credit. I mean, you guys are locked in 24-7 watching every single game. I mean, that is dedication for an entire baseball season.
There's no holidays in the fan cave.
No, that's exactly right. You guys are grinding it out, right?
Our July 4th was the All-Star game, for sure.
Yeah, we didn't see any fireworks.
That was our summer vacation.
We saw a lot of fireworks at the Home Run Derby.
Oh, there you go.
Now, Mark, your on-air personality, you've been known to say some things that maybe doesn't sit right with everybody in New York City. Do you sometimes find yourself toning it down, or are you just kind of a free spirit on air?
You know, I think it depends. I mean, I never say anything that I don't really believe. So, you know, I think there are people out there that will, just to kind of, you know, whether it be on Twitter, people call it trolling, whether it be on air to try and generate calls or generate reaction.
Yeah, to try and get people to react to it.
I always believe what I say. I always have something to back it up, which is important. You know, I don't care if anyone, I don't need everyone to really agree with my point of view. You can disagree with it, and that's really what sports radio is all about. It's just a matter if you're going to disagree with me, make sure you come at it strong, make sure you have a strong opinion to back it up, facts to back it up, whatever it might be. That's all, and that's really what makes sports radio sports radio. But to answer your question in a long-winded way, I kind of just do my thing. And, you know, if there's something that's out there that I think will generate interest or whatever, and I get a strong opinion on it, I'm going
to
say it.
Because we felt that firsthand when we were selected to be in the fan cave. We got a lot of backlash that we weren't really the biggest fans, or that they didn't go about it the right way to pick us. And we never, ever felt any criticism like that before, and it was totally new to us to see that on Twitter, social media. How do you handle that?
Well, I think you have to understand. I mean, there's going to be, just like in wrestling, you know, I often bring it up. You know, there's always, as long as people react, that's all that matters. Whether they love you, I mean, they call it heat. Whether, you know, they love you or they hate you, as long as they react. So the worst thing is to say something and have no reaction whatsoever. True. So not everyone's going to agree. Believe me, I hop on Twitter and there are people that disagree. And you guys know this. I mean, you hop on Twitter, people can get very nasty with what they have to say, and they get personal. And whatever, you know, and that's to be. People are going to handle things the way they want, but I don't internalize that. I think it is, you know, I get positive feedback. So, you know, my advice to you guys is just keep doing what you do, what you believe in, continue to work hard, strive for your goals, and understanding that there's always good, regardless of which, there's always going to be haters out there. You look at Major League Baseball, there's haters on Miguel Cabrera or Mike Trout or, you know, Clayton Kershaw. There are people that go out there and root against them and hate on him. It's unfortunately the way of life.
Okay, so now that you've been to the cave a couple times, you're officially cave family, friend of the cave.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad.
I got a shape shot.
I was hounding Daniel. I wanted a shape shot. I got the shape shot. That's it.
I guess just tell everybody, like, what do you think of the fan cave and what we do here, and in your opinion?
Oh, I think it's awesome. I mean, I think it's great to promote the sport, which I think Major League Baseball needs to do more of. You know, generate more fans, more younger fans, get people involved. I think it's a sign of the times with the social media, whether it be Twitter, whether it be Facebook, getting everything out there. I think the fan cave's great. I can't wait. I'm going to come back with my son and my wife at some point in time, and they're looking forward to it. I think it's a great experience.
Cool. Well, thanks, Mark, for joining us. Make sure you check out at Mark Malusis on
the Moose.
There you go.
660 WFAN on the AM dial. So thank you for coming by, man.
Guys, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.